Much has changed in the 75 years since teachers at Webster Elementary School first welcomed students to the classroom. While this photo shows the school mirroring how it looks today, what's striking is the barren landscape. After decades of greening up the village proper and lands around the schoolhouse, Webster Elementary School hits its semi-sesquicentennial milestone on April 23. While there is not a plethora of history on schools in Warfield, the Kootenay Columbia Heritage Society has collated information on how Webster Elementary came to be. The following excerpt is courtesy the Kootenay Columbia Heritage Society, a group of retired professionals dedicated to preserving the region's educational legacy. The first record of a school in Annabelle, a residential area just west of Trail, now part of Warfield, was in 1912. It was a one-room wooden structure located on Montcalm Road. It had 18 pupils in its first year of classes. It operated at this location until 1934, when a new and larger school for the area's children was built on land donated by Joe and Mary Schutek on the highway from Trail to Rossland near Bingay Road. This school had two rooms and was also named Annabelle School. In April 1949, this school was replaced by the James L. Webster Elementary School on property next door. The Annabelle School still stands and is used by School District No. 20 for its trail area maintenance services. The James L. Webster Elementary School was named after a former member of the provincial legislature. This school remains in use and serves the communities of Warfield, Rivervale, Oasis, Janelle, Tadanac, and West Trail. Read more. Ceremony honors trail airmen, 17, and 22 others killed in Second World War. Read more. Remembering a young man from Trail who went to war and never came home. Read more. Keepers of history. Trail Legion remembers every day. Read more. Long-lost poem recounts life of an air gunner. Read more. Hero Trail, poem honors warship named after the city of Trail. Read more. Rossland's outdoor rink circa 1985. Read more. Wintertime at the Smelter Flats.